At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one more to go here. Fan Sports Network, firm of Harris and Meringue. Coming up next, you get Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime, baby. 3 to 7. Take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio. No Souk this week. Man, he picked a hell of a week to take a vacation. However, my best friend was just in Portugal, so I don't blame the man. I saw some really cool pictures. Portugal looks pretty badass.
Yeah, it's a nice place to be.
So I'm sure Souk is streaming this program right now on the great Odyssey app, and I just want to say hi, Souk. I hope you're having a wonderful time. A lot to get to this hour as we'll check in on Blazers preseason, as they did play a basketball game last night. Steph Curry looked like he might have been auditioning for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Good God.
And then we'll check in on the NLCS. I'm a stat guy today. I don't know what got into me today, but I'm a big stat guy, so I got some fun things to share. But I want to get into this state of the SEC situation as we kind of walked it through the Big Ten as well. And this is kind of what I'm getting at. I'm going to read you this kind of stat here, this situation here, Danny.
Hit me.
Vanderbilt has played 77 games versus top 10 teams since 1978. Okay? 77 games they've played against a top 10 team.
4 wins.
That I don't know the answer. Okay. But the LSU game this Saturday will be the first time they've ever been favored in one of those games. And this is kind of what I'm getting to. Now, I do know that the SEC gets propped up a lot.
Yes.
I know they do. And they honestly, they might deserve it. As much as it drives me crazy, the LSU, Georgia, Alabama run there for a while, it might deserve it. Okay, Florida right before that. Let's not forget Herb's 2 titles at Florida. Mm-hmm. But I also agree that it gets propped up a lot. But what I'm saying, and this is my concern about the Big Ten, is Vandy is kind of the Maryland Minnesota of the Big Ten, and they are putting the money in.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to make this work. Okay, when I'm looking at Kentucky, they are trying to stay relevant.
Sure.
More so than I would say Rutgers, Maryland, fill-in-the-blank low-end teams.
Sure.
And that's why the state of the SEC is in such a better place. And Sankey knows this. And when it comes to breaking away from the NCAA, they might be in a position where they are going to have the loudest voice at the table instead of it being a dual conversation with the Big Ten.
I get what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree.
But Mississippi State is receiving votes in the top 25.
But here's the other thing. Outside of Texas, who in the SEC has FU money? Because I'll tell you right now, Bama doesn't. Georgia doesn't. Florida doesn't. None of those guys have FU money. Whereas in the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Oregon's probably right there. Mm-hmm.
Penn State, I would say.
Penn State, like, you take a look at the teams in the top of the Big Ten, they have more money than anybody else.
Right, but can I say that football, you know, I make fun of this statement all the time, but as far as how that money is delegated,
sure.
Does it just mean more in the SEC playing football? And so the Big Ten guys might have more FU money, which is why, you know, Oregon's women basketball has been really good, and, you know, and fill in the blank on some other teams in their sports. Maybe that's why, though, the SEC is in a better spot than the Big Ten, because they're allocating their money more directly. And I know, like, the LSUs of the world have a great baseball program, and mm-hmm. Florida's on the top of the world right now in basketball. Yep. And Kentucky is always and will forever be a basketball school.
But we talk about money in college football. Honestly, the only program outside of Texas that can potentially just come over the top and punch everyone in the face, do you know who it is in the SEC?
Let me take a guess here.
What is one of the largest institutions in this country outside of Amazon?
Is it Texas A&M?
Well, no, they've got oil money, so they're doing pretty good. But
I don't know.
Do you know where Walmart is headquartered?
In Arkansas.
There you go.
In Arkansas. Famous alum Jerry Jones.
If they ever decided to really, really, really do it. Ain't nobody messing with them.
But
that'd be like Amazon getting behind you, Dub. All of a sudden you go, it's Nike with Phil.
Okay, fair. I see what you mean.
Like, there's only, Texas has oil money. They can tell everybody to go to hell.
But I also think if this were in the Pac-12 games, mm-hmm. if this were in the Pac-12 days, mm-hmm. and you've got NVIDIA bro at Oregon State, and they're still a Power 5 team, mm-hmm. conference is still around. Hell, I would even say, let's say Oklahoma and Texas do come over 10 years mm-hmm. ago and change the college football landscape forever. I have more faith in an SEC team deciding we're going to turn that on than I do a Big Ten school.
I think
than
it's
I
fair
do Minnesota. Through, if there's
throughout
some,
the entirety of the conference,
yeah,
yes.
If there's
yes.
you know, like who's the bro that owns the Suns? He's a big Michigan State guy. I don't see him. I don't see him dumping money into Michigan State football. And he was an athlete there.
Yeah.
And so, and it could just be poor timing of who your alumni are and how they choose mm-hmm. to spend their money. Because NVIDIA, bro, clearly doesn't care about sports. No. Otherwise, Oregon State would be in domination of everybody.
Yes.
Clearly, he doesn't care. And so,
NVIDIA, for those that don't know, is currently, unless it changed with the stock market coming down a little bit the last couple of days, NVIDIA is the most valued company in the world.
Yeah.
They were like at like $3.8 trillion.
And it could just be bad luck that whoever, you know, the biggest donor at Minnesota is he's worth $650 billion and it doesn't matter, but he doesn't care about football.
It's same with NVIDIA.
It could be bad luck. And that's where the just means more mm-hmm. that I make fun of them comes into play. But I have more faith in Mississippi State turning it around from the bottom, as you're seeing right now, than I do Rutgers, Maryland, fill-in-the-blank Big Ten school.
And I think a lot of that has to do with football meaning more.
And that might be why Big Ten's looking at this private equity thing. And then the guys with FU money are like, ooh.
What's surprising there is with that private equity money, I figured USC and Michigan would be like, no, we're not going to give up that much control. Because if I remember right, it was a 20-year grant of rights deal that was going to come out of this.
That could look so bad in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the ACC one going for 12 years and the Pac-12 one going for 12 years. Like, that's what kind of doomed them. You want to have the mobility and flexibility. Everyone wants to talk about locking in money, but you don't know where things are going. But I expected Michigan and USC, but I also expected Ohio State. Ohio State, I believe, is second or third in alumni in the nation.
It's right, it's insane.
Arizona
Everywhere
State,
you
Michigan,
go.
Ohio State. Those Everywhere are the three biggest go. Alumni groups in the country currently. Not all time, I believe Michigan is one and Ohio State's two. They churn out graduates like you wouldn't believe. It's like a puppy mill. But I figured Ohio State would be the other voice in the room of can't do this. And yet they ended up on the other side. And
I was,
so I wonder if this
well.
Is going to happen.
Well, that's the weird thing. I don't think the SEC would ever do it.
Oh yeah,
I think they trust themselves too much.
No, because here's what'll happen.
We're just ready to influx $1 trillion into college
football.
They're not gonna
let the Big Ten get $2 billion
to build the infrastructure for the future of the sport
and stand by. If you don't think that they aren't reaching out to Mercedes-Benz or to whoever, whatever.
Some of their big donors, big sponsors.
The massive sponsors or private equity groups down there to try to match this, you're out of your mind. They are 100% doing that because they can't let the Big Ten get a $2 billion influx of cash. They are talking about all of the universities in the Big Ten getting a $100 million lump sum out of the chute.
It's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of damage you can do.
It's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of damage.
And then you just be smart with how you use that money and don't be an Oregon State.
And here's the thing. Not everybody's going to be. Somebody's going to make the wrong hire. Somebody's going to screw something up.
And somebody's going to sit on that cash instead of invest it.
Look, if Purdue got a $100 million check, do you think Purdue all of a sudden could be good?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think Northwestern could become viable?
Sure do. We saw Pat Fitzgerald almost take that team into a real Big Ten contender until the place fell apart around him. But yeah, it didn't take much. Pat who? Yeah, that guy started to build Northwestern into a perennial top 25.
We saw what happened at Baylor when they started putting money in it. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, other stuff happened. But TCU, SMU. SMU is a perfect example. They were literally a dead school. They were in the college football playoff last year. All because they said, you know what? ACC, we don't need a penny. We have more money than you could possibly imagine. We have dyed in the wool. We tapped the well, Texas oil money.
Well, as long as the play on the field keeps going and the traditions stay alive, you'll keep me watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. This season, I am for sure a full-on card-carrying college football watcher. Watch a ton of NFL, but man, college has got me going this year. We come back, we'll turn over. Blazers had their third of their four preseason games yesterday. We'll get to that next. I'm not going to lie. A little bit of a rough watch. Little bit of a rough watch. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle. Now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast. So get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A lot more to get to still on the Big Nooner here. Baseball in about 15 minutes as the Brewers are down 2-0 to Zadoya's. Getting to that, I'm rewatching that game right now. I don't know why I need to watch it. I knew what went down.
Dude, it's because you can't turn off MLB Network.
I can't, dude. Psycho. I'm a slut for it. I think Chris Carpenter was on loud outs this morning on MLB Radio.
talking about walking into certain stadiums that you've been hit a couple times, mm-hmm. and you're like, man, I hate this place. He's like, every time I walked into T-Mobile, I liked it there.
There you go.
It's like, ah, you pitch well there, buddy?
Pitch well, huh?
You do okay there?
You and everyone else.
Yeah. I can't quit baseball. Mm. I can't quit it. I just can't. But the Blazers played basketball last night?
Question mark.
Did the Warriors play basketball last night? Question mark. I'm not going to lie. I turned on the game and I was kind of watching it a little bit. It was a tough watch for me. I mean, I guess from a fan perspective, it would have been fun to see Steph Curry like doing the weird stuff he was doing last night, yeah. of just like, you know, not alley-ooping, but like hook shot weird stuff and kind of playing around. Cause
hitting the floor and doing a shimmy on the floor.
Yeah, because it looked like an exhibition. It felt like Steph took it as an all-star game with less cameras on.
Well, I mean, have you watched Steph play basketball? Because I've seen him play in person a lot. That's how he plays.
I know, but I think there's a little more methodical thought around Steph. No? You think he's just out there all willy-nilly shooting the ball?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, man. Yeah. I think that's selling him short.
No.
I think that's selling his basketball IQ short.
There are two players in the NBA currently that get it better than any other player in the league has in modern basketball. Basketball at its core is entertainment.
Totally.
Steph Curry, LeBron James always put on a show.
Well, I know.
No. It's not. They're not taking it willy nilly. It's that when the opportunities present themselves to show flair and to show character and to do the things that get everybody fired up, they have the thing in them that says turn it on, because they're so unbelievably good that they can do that thing and also hit you with a night at the same time.
I agree, but I think you're underselling a little bit, like the greatness of Steph Curry as a basketball IQ.
This is what he does. Dude, I have seen him play live probably 100 times.
So then you've
this
seen
is
the,
what he
the,
does.
The great passes and the outlets and the fake screens and the stuff he does to create chaos.
Yes, it just this is what he does.
I guess it sounded like you were saying that it is all willy-nilly.
Well, it's freelance because he's so good. He is the best off-ball player in the history of the league, it's not close.
He's good.
Ray Allen and Rip Hamilton are probably 2 and 3.
Oh, I love Rip Hamilton.
And they don't hold a candle to that guy. That's the terrifying thing about Steph Curry. That is why he breaks so many people's brains, is because, yes, he's the best shooter that the game has ever seen, but there have been a lot of really, 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 really good shooters in the league.
Yeah, my guy Reggie.
None of them have been as good off the ball as him.
Well, he changed the game. I mean, he's one of five players in NBA history that changed how you play basketball.
Reggie Miller, Rip Hamilton, Ray Allen were the prototype for how to play off the ball.
But the Blazers take them on, lose 118-111. Score doesn't really matter. Did you see my boy Donovan last night? Had himself a nice little
Donovan
game.
Donovan had himself a nice
had
little game.
Had himself a nice little game there, buddy.
I talked to him after the game.
But his plus minus was minus six.
I don't care about all that. He was aggressive on the glass. What was really nice to see is they found him some opportunities to get some lobs. And Donovan is not a... My hope for him when they drafted him is that he could be kind of Gobert-esque in the sense that he could finish some lobs around the rim and get some easy ones. My big fella's ground bound. It takes him a lot. Like, people give Rudy Gobert crap. Throw the ball near the rim and watch what happens.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
What is he, a 3-time defensive player of the year? I do not trash Rudy Gobert.
People talk about him getting played
I refuse.
Off the floor. He has never been played off the floor defensively. He's been played off the floor offensively because he is so limited offensively. But he's one of the best lob finishers in the history of the league. He's just like... Rudy is huge. I think I've told this story on air before. I was at Summer League his rookie year, and I was in the auxiliary gym in the Thomas Mack Center. And it's like the smaller gym. And they have like pull-out bleachers, like in high school. And I'm sitting there kind of like stretched out across the bleachers, and I'm talking to a member of the Jazz front office. And Rudy sees us talking and just comes over. And I'd seen him before, like at draft night kind of a deal. I'd never actually seen him. And he's just rangy as hell. And he comes over and he kind of sits in between us and he stretches out over the bleachers. And it dawned on me just how long and rangy he, like, I was taking up like 4 rows, 5 rows. He was taking up like 9. And I was just like, I showed you in the break a picture of me and Boban last
season.
That's
a big guy. Why is he on TV all of a sudden?
Because he's entertaining as hell and doing his thing. But like, he's so big that he's able to finish these things. And they found a way to get Donovan some of that. But also, Donovan had a dunk attempt last night that was blocked by 39-year-old Al Horford.
Dude, I love me old man Al Horford.
Al's 6'9".
I love Al Horford.
6'10", maybe.
Yeah, but that's welcome to the league, kid. You still got a long way to go.
Donovan takes a long time to load up and dunk. He doesn't he has to really get down and really get up to power up and dunk. And that's, I mean, that happens when you're that big. A lot of times when you're that big, you're not that explosive. Now you get a Wemby who can take off from the dotted like it's no problem. It's like, okay, that's a little weird. But Donovan had himself a hell of a game. Chauncey made a joke about loved his stat line, didn't have a block. I gave him hell about that. But also the Warriors are a team that they spread you out five out a ton, so Donovan's not around the paint as much, which is kind of neuters him.
And it's the second time we've seen him in preseason.
But Donovan had himself a nice game, murdered them on the offensive glass. Goodness gracious. But I asked Donovan after the game, like, this is a question I had because it was something that Nurk dealt with. Nurk lost a lot of weight one year. Mm-hmm. Really got in shape, and it took him a very long time to understand how to lean on guys and how to like use his physicality without having the additional weight.
The weight.
And so I asked Don, I'm like, hey, you know, how are you feeling about this and your strength and how you're able to move guys around? He's like, it's different for sure, but it's also I'm not gassed. I'm able to get up and down the floor. I'm able to do some things. And yeah, like he's not huffing and puffing. Like it's very visible. Last year, I tried to tell everybody Donovan was not nowhere near the shape he needed to be in. Everybody got mad at me. He flat out has said multiple times, I wasn't in shape. I think he said he lost like 20 and put on like 18 in muscle. Like his body is transformed. He looks like he's in damn good shape. The Blazers can't shoot. Shocking. Yeah,
this Jeremy had a rough night.
Everyone looking had a rough night. What do you, buddy? Look at everyone.
Shaden shot, you know, almost 50%.
Everyone. Everyone had a rough night shooting. And this is what you're like.
Yeah, you got your starters were Jeremy Grant, Denny Avdia, Donovan Clingan, Drew Holiday, Shaden Sharp. This is their 3-point shooting in respective order. 1 of 6, 2 of 6, 1 of 1, 0 of 4, 1 of 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Yong Bong knocked a big one down, though.
He did. He also missed one horribly. Funny was he looked at his hand immediately like, how did you betray me like that? But this is what this team is going to be. They're going to have to find ways to be productive on nights they can't shoot. And
hey, you got guys like Donovan Clingan with rebound numbers. You get some other guys playing into that role too, and you dominate the glass.
18 offensive rebounds?
That will figure it out. If you can get guys all together, look, this is Milwaukee Brewers baseball. You know, you want to rebound, you want to like slow the shot clock down for the other team. Like, you can win a lot of games doing that. I don't know if you're winning titles or even making the playoffs, but you can win a lot of games doing that if you're offensively challenged.
But here's the thing. I think most people saw the broadcast the other night. I thought Shaden, not last night, last game, was really bad in the first half. I thought his mentality, his attitude, his aggressiveness sucked. I'm sitting there going, buddy, I don't care what your box score says or doesn't say. You were not in this. And Chauncey gave him a little bit of something at halftime. And he came out with the right energy, the right aggression. It was night and day difference. I thought last night Shaden came out with the right mentality, the right aggression. He was active on the defensive side. I think he finished with 3 steals? Yeah, 3 steals. I thought a couple of times he blew some defensive coverages, but he did it at full speed and with aggression to the point where guys like Chris Murray and Drew Holiday, it looked like Shea blew a couple veer switches. But because he did it so aggressively following the wrong guy, Chris or Drew was able to get back out to where they needed to be to tag and recover and get back. And I was like, there you go, dude. That's it. That's the thing. You play like that, then the other guys are going to be able to bounce back and get back into position and be disruptive. And if you're going to gamble, there was a couple times he gambled and didn't get a steal. It was like, I'd rather see you gamble at full speed and try to make a play than to be a cone. And like, I didn't see a cone last night. And I was like, there, that level of mentality, that level of aggression with your athleticism, that's how you need to play. If he wants to start, that's how he has to play.
That's night in, night out.
That's how, like, this whole, like, who's going to start thing, I still think it's going to be Jeremy, but they are giving Shaden a chance. And I'll say, last game of the first half, he hurt himself. And I think last night, he helped himself.
503-864-6326, the fan text line. Your thoughts are welcome there on the YouTube chat. Shea looked good, other than ball going in hoop. D effort looked much better from him.
I don't care about box score stuff, man. But he's talented enough that the box score stuff will happen.
Totally.
If the energy, intensity, aggression, and locked inness of it all stays at the level it needs to stay at, that's my big, like, people think that I hate Shaden. I don't hate Shaden. I hate the fact that he checks the hell out because he's too damn good to check out.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that might be a problem all around the NBA, especially with the youth.
Yeah, look, the guys who stand out are locked in. Mm-hmm. Even the guys that are less talented. Tumani Kamara is not the most talented player in the NBA. He was drafted, what, 52nd overall? He is, like, Chauncey Billups has said this multiple times. Hell, he said it in the press conference last night. Two locks in too much.
Yeah, some guys also take a little bit to really get into that mind frame to lock in, because
most guys never it's
well, yeah, most guys might never do, but the ones that become good, look, Hallie wasn't a star coming out of the gate. I know Ant Edwards went number one overall, but there's a couple years there of like, do we like this guy?
Yeah, but
and
the
things
talent
are way
is
different.
So overwhelming.
So sometimes it takes guys a little longer.
Yeah, but you're pointing out exceptions, not rules.
Fair.
And again, I'm not out on Shaden, but for him to go from being a guy that floats through stuff to being a guy that's locked, like, look, here's my biggest criticism of Shaden. I think with what he has shown so far, he is guard Andrew Wiggins, a guy who is hyper-talented, hyper-athletic, and can be pretty damn good, but can be so much more if he just locks the hell in.
Final Blazer preseason game is manana. Tune into that. On Friday, we'll have our kind of full recap of what we learned in the preseason, and sometime next week leading up to the opening night for the Blazers, we'll do kind of a real big deep dive into the season expectations, what we expect to see, what we want to see, what's pluses, what's minus, etc. So tune in to that. When we come back, let's slide over to Major League Baseball. Look, if my bullpen struggles, who cares? I just got starters that'll go 9 innings. The Dodgers on an absolute tear. We'll go there next. But first, all important things. We'll send that to the Big Kahuna with sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Some of your thoughts here on the YouTube chat and the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Sharp is a great player. How are you not sold on him? He scores. He can play defense. He's athletic as hell.
Were you listening?
Also, I was listening.
No, I mean, like, this guy. Were you not listening to what I said?
I was like, I'm literally right here.
The talent is overwhelming. The attitude has not been. And if look, that isn't like some hot take. That is the question about him. Does he give a damn enough?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like harping on him. I wouldn't care if he sucked. And like, that's the thing. He doesn't. He's very talented.
Yeah, I like this thought, though. I can see him starting off the bench for certain matchups, but they will not score much with him without him on the court. Denny can't carry all the weight when it comes to pulling guys. And that's why I ultimate, you know, we'll get into more next week, why I would take the risk on Shea just for the scoring aspect. That's for me.
Well, even with him on the floor.
fair.
The gesture at the box score.
It's also, dude, I thought preseason football was bad. Preseason basketball is rough.
Well, I mean, the first half is always like.
Sure, that's what you assume.
Yeah, that's like, it's kind of, you
it's
know,
like your first three series or your first quarter of starters in NFL.
Yeah, no, it's like, that's where you get the goods. And then after that, you know, guys start cycling through. But yeah, no, like, look, man, I've had multiple people with the Blazers tell me this season, like, don't be surprised if a lot of games are first to 100. Like, and I'm not talking about like them. I'm talking about the opponent too. Like,
that'd be rad.
Their
I like that instead of first to 115.
Their blueprint is like, do you remember what they did to Orlando last year on the road? Do you remember? They beat the crap out of them defensively.
Nice.
Just absolutely took them to the woodshed. That is like the model of what they want to be.
That'd be awesome.
They want to be like, even
I'm
last way, night.
I'm down to watch that kind of basketball. I love that. Dude, Tony Bennett was the basketball coach when I was at Wazoo. I'm all about that.
Look, even last night, that team, until the Warriors started knocking down threes, the Warriors couldn't score.
That team's got its own issues, too.
They do.
I mean, the world might be a little tough on old Golden State again this year.
I don't think they're going to, like, yes, they didn't have Jimmy last night. Right. That's a big part of their offense, but it's going to be tough sledding for them on the nights where Steph isn't a superhero.
Yeah, I think so, too. Sliding over to the NLCS, the Dodgers take a commanding 2-0 lead back to L.A. Game 3 will be tomorrow. You can always catch MLB playoffs on our sister station 910, as Russ likes to say, just on the other side of the hallway from us, if you like baseball on the radio, which I love. Let me throw some interesting things at you. Jackson Churio went deep yesterday on the first pitch. We've seen two first-pitch home runs in these LCSs, and the team's got shutouts since then. That is wild. Springer hits the one against Seattle in Game 1, shutout. Churio hits one yesterday against the Dodgers. First pitch off Yamamoto, shutout. Here's another wild thing about the Brewers right here. The Brewers have one at-bat with a runner in scoring position this series.
I saw the stat. The Dodgers, when they won the World Series last year, their starting pitchers accounted for 41% of innings pitched, and they had like a 5.84 or 5.34 ERA. This year, they're through the playoffs, their starting pitchers have accounted for 71% of innings, and they have a 1.75 ERA.
That's stupid.
And remember, the Dodgers' bats haven't all got good. Shohei has done next to nothing.
Shohei's been the most disappointing of the crew. Freeman with a big home run last night was huge. It ended up being the difference for them. And Teoscar has done some cool stuff, but he hasn't been great either.
He's had big home runs, and
that's kind of it.
They have yet to put together a game where guys are rolling.
I know.
That's what's terrifying.
And that's why I want to say, like, this Milwaukee team, you know, if you're asking me, you know, if you put a gun to my head and ask the classic question, which team down 0-2 do you have more faith in coming back? Like, I want to keep yelling that I have more faith in Milwaukee than Toronto. I think Toronto's cooked. But then I see stats like this. I was telling you, one at-bat with a runner in scoring position this series, they're 4 over their last 3 games combined.
Yeah.
They just can't get guys on.
Because the pitching has just been elite against them.
Yoshi was so good last night. I was wondering if they... I'd kind of lost a little interest in the game. The wife and I were watching a little TV, and I had the game up on my phone.
You could
just kind of keeping tabs on it. And I was like, oh, are they going to throw him back in this? And then moved it to the big screen because I wanted to see it. He got done. Yamamoto got done throwing his last pitch. He turned and looked to the outfield, and as he started to turn to look back at home plate to give Will Smith the what's up, good game sort of thing, he just goes, wow. Like, he was impressed by himself.
Yeah.
And that's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a pitcher.
Man, this Dodger team just...
They're an absolute wagon.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, if anybody can get to their starters, though, they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble.
Because their pen is... It is what it is.
Pen is hot dumpster fire. I got to give these Milwaukee Brewers a lot of credit, man. They're fighting. On paper, you should get steamrolled out the building.
And, well, they are by pitching.
They are. Two guys are beating them right now.
Snell and Yosh just chewed them up, spit them out, and just pteh, said, good luck.
I knew Yoshi was going to be good. I was doing a hot corner show once with Joe,
mm-hmm.
and he got posted. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going to real nerd out on this. I'm going to deep dive into Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what I said, but it was like, his curveball does this. His slider does that. His maximum velocity is this. He throws the ball like this. Arm angle looks like this. Mm-hmm. Stretches like this. And I looked at it all and was like, I think this guy might be really good. Yeah. I think this guy might be really good. And give a lot of credit to Mark Pryor. He's the pitching coach for the Dodgers.
He remind me again. Was he any good?
He was very, very good till his arm fell off.
Yes.
He was very, very good till his arm fell off. Mariners tonight. George Kirby, Shane Beebs.
Tyson Alder
in the stands. I wonder how many other people I will know at that game. This is the worst part about being on social media during this, because I got a ton of friends that are Mariner fans.
Are you FOMOing?
And I just get, hell yeah, I am, dude. I just see all these people like, this is where I'm sitting tonight for the game. And I'm like, damn it, I hate all of you.
Look, I want the Mariners to win. My whole family's Dodgers fans, so I'll hear it. But if it ends up being Mariners Dodgers, I mean, we all know which way this.
I'm signed up for it, dude. I think
it'd be a blast. Giving a double bird to the East Coast is just mwah. Love that.
I think Seattle can give Dodgers a run, because if you can get those starters pitch count now, they don't hit balls like Toronto does. They strike out too much, but if they could get some good at bats together. Get some pitch counts up.
You're asking for a lot, though.
I know.
And the terrifying thing is, we've been talking about Dodgers pitching. What happens when that lineup comes alive?
Oh, dude.
There's nothing you can do.
Shohei is slated to pitch game four. I honestly would not throw him. I need Shohei to figure out what's going on at the plate.
Yeah.
Yep. I do. He's just too valuable. He's too important.
If you do throw him, you're just giving yourself more rest for the other guys.
I know.
So, because Mariners might sweep, and you might want to make sure that you have...
Pretty close behind.
Yeah.
I mean, World Series will start at the same time no matter what.
No matter what, but still, get the max amount of rest for your guys at the front end that you can.
Give me Kirby tonight. Give me Kirby, quality start, give me the Mariners.
There you go.
I'll go 5-2.
Like
5-2 M's tonight.
I like it.
All right, we come back. We'll call it a day. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that'll do for us. Adios.
Bye. I'm going to scare Brandon in there.
Coming up.
What do I do?
I would have figured it out.
Yeah, I figured it out. There you go.
Shout out Brandon Henson. He's one of our new ones and twosies in this building. Yep. We got fresh fish all over the place. Yep. It's great.
Don't put it in the microwave.
Coming up tomorrow on our show, we'll have 10 Toes Down at 12:15 that we always do on Thursday.
Mm.
So we'll want those questions in tomorrow. Unequivocal answers.
Finally talk about the best game of the weekend this past weekend.
We will dive into USC. Are they a sleeping giant? I've got some very interesting Seahawks stats to throw your
way. Let me have a day and a half before I play Notre Dame and have to be a just complete fit.
There you go.
Thanks.
Dude. I just wanted to bottle it up and
thanks.
You don't want to just, you know, get y'all blue if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. God, I get to enjoy it for a day now.
Also, I want to talk about the weirdest team in the NFL tomorrow. So, it might be a little heavy NFL show tomorrow. We'll see what we squeeze in. We'll see what Mariners look like tonight. But also remember, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Danny, I wanted to ask you a question. I was listening to the boys in the morning, and Sprague mentioned that when you do a podcast, like the live recording of the podcast, you let your dogs kiss you in the face.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
I'm pro dog.
I know
dogs sleep in the bed with me.
Dude, I'm pro my dog.
People are like, oh, it's
my dog
like,
sleeps in the bed with me.
Like, I don't care.
So does my cat. They like cave me in. It drives me absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, Dallas. When we do longer shows, she will just sit by my feet, and then she'll like. She has, if you've ever seen one of my dogs, Dallas, she's the one with the big ears. She will like tuck her ears back and just look at me and go, murr. And I'll just pick her up and just hold her for like 5 minutes, and then she'll give me a couple kisses and then get down. But yeah, she gives me a kiss on the cheek. Mm. Tanner's not much of a licker in general, but it's so when he does give you a kiss, it's like, aw. He holds him back.
Renifer Wren, she is the kind of dog that she shoves her nose underneath my elbow.
Oh, but she wants
to do the pet thing.
Tanner does that.
And she'll never stop.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Dallas will just kind of, she'll wiggle her way in. We call her Weasel. And she just weasels her way into the, I mean, she is a varmint looking sized. So, but Tanner is part dachshund, part pit bull. Yeah, I said that right.
Assuming the size of a dachshund, but looks of pit bull?
In between. So
I think it'd be weird if he were the size of a pit bull and looked like a dachshund.
So he's just like, he's a jacked dachshund with a pit bull head. Like, it's funny because they're both.
Giant head, small body?
No, like scaled, but like, you know, pit bulls have that big, thick skull.
Yeah.
He's got that. And it's like, it's funny. Like, if you just saw a picture, you would probably think he weighs like 35 pounds. He's only 20 pounds, but they're both dachshund mixes. Dallas has like little bird bone legs. He's got like biceps and triceps and like lats and traps. Like, he's jacked. It's super, like, when you look at him, you're like, what is going on here? Like, did you give this little dog steroids? He's legitimately jacked. And it's so funny. But I let the dogs kiss me on the face. I don't care. I'm that guy. I love my dogs.
The last thing I had to present to you, and I don't know if it's because your day started in such a weird spot.
Ugh.
But you haven't noticed anything yet.
What? That you shaved?
Yeah. I just assumed you were going to kill me for it.
No, I mean, I knew you were.
I was done with it.
I knew you were a coward.
I was done with it. I couldn't do it.
You gotta push through.
Well,
you know who did? Know who did and now is better off for it? The guy who used to sit in that chair.
Mr. Hera?
Rust, you remember when I, I told him, just do it.
I like clean Dusty.
But
he's too good looking to be...
He gave
to be
in.
Hiding that face.
He gave in, and he was, you know, because we had to drop forever that he looked like a conquistador.
This is such a great line.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's a little bit of like a river ratness there going on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But I mean, he's it's okay now.
You know what it was?
You got to push through. You got to persevere.
You know what ultimately did it? Too gray.
A brother.
Gray.
Who are you telling?
Well, I'm just saying, for me, I was too gray. I had to bounce.
I will never do it. Here, I'll put it out there publicly. Hand up, hand to God. I will never die. I will never Ryan Day.
You're never gonna. Oh.
Never gonna do it.
You know what's funny, Danny?
You thought I was gonna like
I thought
Keith
you said,
Richards?
I'm never gonna die. I was like, well, bold claim.
Go outside.
Bold claim, dude.
No, I will never do the die job.
I've done it before.
Have you?
I've done it before.
I will not.
I've done
do
it multiple times. Beard and mustache.
I have thought about it more for the facial hair than I have for the head hair because the whole sides for me. It's not even gray. It's white. It's getting bad. But I've noticed it in the facial hair, especially in the mustache goatee area, and then here on the side as I'm growing the beard in on the sides, it's not like silvery blend. It's white. But I'm just like, you know what? Fine.
At least you got it.
I'll be 41 on Saturday.
At least you got it.
At this point, I've earned it.
What are you gonna do for your birthday?
There's
a football game.
Well, yes.
Football game.
Screw it. Joe and I are going golfing.
Fun.
Joe hit me up and was like, Joe Simons is like, hey man, what are we doing?
Where are you going to go? You going to go to your local confines?
I'm going over to his side.
Okay.
I'm going because I don't play over there much. So I'm going to go over on the east side and go play over there. I'm going to play around. I'm not big birthday guy.
I am also not big
to be clear,
guy.
I'm not big holiday guy. Now, I love doing stuff for other people for their birthdays and that kind of thing. But honestly, man, I never... People like, you know, my parents are, what do you want to do? Whatever. When I was a kid, whatever. You know? Yeah.
I had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese at 5.
Yeah, my parents
it's
did
like
that
the
kind
last
of stuff.
Thing I remember.
Yeah, we did some stuff like that. Went to Wonderland, went to the movies. Like, you know, just normal stuff. But I've had friends over the years like, hey, man, let's do something for your birthday. The one thing that we did do when I was in the military, when I was in North Dakota, we drove up to Winnipeg and went to a nighttime establishment where...
Ooh.
Oh yeah,
like a hockey game?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of
tonsil hockey.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in there. And there was a particular woman who a lot of people would know from her film work there that night. And it was a wild, wild night because in Winnipeg, the legal drinking age is 19. So some younger guys came up there with us, had a good time.
That's where I went on my 19th birthday.
Winnipeg?
Yeah. No, I went to Vancouver.
Okay,
but
yeah.
19, baby. I'm going to Canada.
That night turned into a very fun night, but also one guy got in some trouble, and we got escorted to the U.S.-Canadian border by the Mounties, and he was permanently barred from the country of Canada.
It is time to go home.
Yeah. So he got his passport stamped, and he's never allowed back in. That man is now a doctor.
That's amazing. I'm sure he could apply to go back to Canada at this point.
Probably. Well, maybe.
Statute of limitations, I better up.
Maybe.
Oh, this is dependent on what he did, huh?
Maybe.
Damn, man. How do you get fired on your day
brother,
off?
Brother, I have been, not me personally, but I've been with three different people who have been thrown out of countries.
I hope I'm never thrown out of a country.
It's a thing, man.
Yeah.
It happens.
I just keep real low profile when I go to other countries.
I mean, most, I
that's the route I'm
most
go.
Of us do. Most of us do. I just I held company with the old adage of work hard, play hard. And boy, did we work real hard and we played even harder.
I'm trying to move to France when I'm old.
You just want to have a cigarette at breakfast.
No, because I could do that here, dude.
Yeah, I know, but you want to do it outside and stink.
No, I think my wife would be very happy. My buddy, he wants to live in Estonia when he gets old. Says it's beautiful.
Dope country.
Said it's absolutely beautiful.
That whole region is
I've never been over there.
So gorgeous.
I've never been over there. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll catch you all tomorrow. Ducks Insider is next. Hang out with us on the Fan Sports Network. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust and Brandon Henson on the ones and twos helping out today. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.